The 13th parak continues discussing the minimum amounts, the minimum shirurim, that if somebody does it, they would violate the various malachas that we will be discussing. So we're going to start out with Mishnah Aleph talking about the malacha of oreg, which is weaving. Mishnah Aleph, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he's of the view, ha-oreg shlosha chutim betchila, somebody who indeed is weaving, he weaves three threads together when he's starting a new piece of cloth, starting a new garment, so it requires three. The echad al ha'arig, and adding on one to a cloth that exists. So if you already have an arig, that's a cloth that exists, and you add on just one thread, chayiv, that is going to be the iser doraisa. In other words, what we're talking about each time we say chayiv here is that it is an iser doraisa. If it's done b'shogeg, chayiv means you're chayiv to bring a korban chatas. V'chachamim omrim, they disagree whether it's a new garment or it's an existing garment. The shear, the minimum amount, is going to be two threads. Bein betchila, bein basav shiro shnei chutim, whether it's at the beginning, a new garment, or afterward, you have an existing garment, you're just adding on. Minimum of two threads that are added on, that is the minimum to be violating the Isser Dorais of Oreg. Mishnah Beis, we're going to talk about another malacha. Ha'ose shnei batei nirin ben nirin. If somebody, indeed, this is the Isser of the Lamet HaMalachas of shnei batei nirin. If somebody is setting up a loom in order to weave on it, and what he does is he threads through the holes in the loom, two threads, so ha'ose shnei batei nirin nirin, so he goes through, it's called the eyes, so through the holes of the loom, banirin, he also puts it through the frame, so he's setting up in order to weave, and he does it with two different threads in it, and it's not only if you're setting up your loom, but if you're setting up to do other weavings, for example, by Cairo, somebody who is going to be weaving a curtain from the fibers of a palm tree, so he sets that up also in this similar way. Or he's about to put together a fine sieve, and he sets up the structure in order to do it. So he does the base of it in order to continue weaving. Bakfara, or not only a fine sieve, a coarse sieve, a basal, or to weave a basket. And all of those, if you set it up similar to setting up that loom, so you're putting through the two threads, through the eyes, and through the through the frame, that would be chayv, that would be the Isser Doreis of Oseh Shnei Batei Nirin. Next, we're going to talk about the minimum shirim of the malachas of tefira, which is sewing, and korea, which is tearing. Havat tofer, shtei tefiros. So when it comes to sewing, it's a minimum of two tefiros, two different stitches. And v'hakorea almanas litfor, if somebody is tearing in order to thereafter sew. That's oftentimes if you have a little bit of a tear in a garment, you want to tear it a little bit more so you can fill it in, so you can sew it. Shtei tefiros, if your intention when you're tearing is to do something productive out of it, to re-sew it, then it's if you tear it, it is two tefiros, the amount that it would take, two stitches, that is the Isser Dorais of Korea. Mishnah Gimel, ha-Korea, we're continuing of Korea, tearing. Bechama sova almes, if somebody tears out of anger, or if he tears also out of sorrow when he hears somebody passed away, we're talking about somebody who he is not chayav to do kriya for, not a close relative, but he tore his clothing. V'cholam akalkali, not only those, but anytime somebody does a malacha derech kilkol in a destructive fashion as opposed to a constructive fashion, touring, that is not going to be the Isser Doraisa, it's going to be Kotr of Allah, so it's going to be an Isser Durabonin. However, if somebody rips Kriya on somebody who is required to rip Kriya, somebody, a close relative, passed away, that's a constructive thing, that would be an Isser Doraisa. But if somebody is doing something destructive, but with the intent that he wants to do something constructive out of it, for example, if somebody is erasing some writing with the intention to write in that place, Shi'uruk metaken, the amount of that kilkol, that destructive act, is the same amount that would be the malach of doing the positive act thereafterward. In other words, the example would be if somebody is erasing in order to write, the isser of writing is two letters, so the isser of erasing in order to write in that place is also going to be somebody who erases two letters. Mishnah Dalet, the shi'ur for a number of malachas, hamilamin, washing, v'haminapes, untangling, v'hatzoveya, dying, v'hatove, spinning, it's all talking about various types of garments and wools and threads. The amount is kimelo rochav hasit kaful. A seat is the distance between the tip of somebody's index finger and the tip of the middle finger when you spread them out. So that's a seat. So now we're saying that it's double that amount. Kaful means double that amount. So if anyone does the washing or the intending or dyeing or the spinning on a thread, on items that are double the distance between the index finger, the top of the index finger, and the middle finger. That would be the Isser D'oraisa V'Aoreg, weaving Shnei Chutin, when somebody weaves two, the minimum amount to weave two threads together, Shi'uro, the minimum amount to be over the Isser D'oraisa V'Aoreg, would be Kimlo Hasit, would be the distance of one seat. That's the distance between the two fingers, not double that amount. Nishnehe, we're going to talk about the Malach of Tzeda, trapping on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hatzad Tzipor L'Migdal, if somebody catches a bird in a closet, so it's a relatively small area, the bird cannot escape from there. Utsfila bais, or somebody catches a deer or other large animals in a house, that is going to be chayv, that's going to be an Isser D'oraisa. But catching a bird in a house that it can get out, it's not considered caught, it can get out by himself, so that's not considered seder. So it has to be in an area, as we'll see, that is considered that it's caught. It is caught. It can't get out, and it's a somewhat close area for that type of animal. V'chachamim omrim, there's actually more to include in the Isser Tzipor L'Migdal. We agree with that, that if you catch that bird in the closet, that's certainly catching. Utsvi, they would say, also in a house, but it's not only limited when you have a large animal like a deer to a house. It also would be lagina, a garden, even if it's not covered, lachatzer, a korchel, a beivarin, or a pen, no roof on it. Those are also considered, those are enclosed areas, even if there's no roof, that would be considered tzeda catching as well. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, he wants to qualify lo kol habeivarin shavin, when it comes to catching an animal in the pen, it's not a clear rule that applies in all circumstances that it's an Isser D'oraisa. It really depends on the type of pen. It depends on the situation. Zakal, this is the principle. Mechutzar tzeida pater. If that animal is hard to catch, meaning you may have closed the door on the pen, but it's not considered caught because it's a large pen, you have to run after it, that's not considered as if it's caught. That is going to be the Isser D'rabbana, not an Isser D'oraisa. She'enu mechutzar tzeida. However, if it's not lacking being caught, it's considered caught, you can just get it. It's a small area that's considered catching, that's the Isser D'oraisa, that's chayav of tzeda. Mishnah Vav continuing, tzvi shenichnas labayis v'na lechad b'fanav chayav. If a deer went by its own volition or other large animal into a house and you lock the door, you shut the door so it cannot get out, now even one person is talking about, that is the Isser D'oraisa of tzeda. However, na'al ushnaim, if two people did the malacha together, then it's going to be Pturim, it's going to be an Isser D'rabbana, not the Isser D'oraisa, because it's not one person doing the whole malacha, it's two people sharing the malacha. We've seen this concept before. Lo yachol echa lino v'nalu shnayim, if it's a situation that one person cannot do the locking. For example, the locking would be closing the door. It's a very heavy door. One cannot do it by himself. He needs somebody else to do it for him. So two to do it together, because neither of them could do it by himself. They each required the other. That is a situation, chayavim, that's going to be the Isser D'oraisa of tzeda. It's considered as if each one did the malacha. Rabbi Shimon Potter, Rabbi Shimon says, bottom line is, one person didn't do the malacha. It doesn't matter whether one could do it by himself or not. If you have two people doing a malacha together, Rabbi Shimon is of the view that it's not the D'oraisa, it's only an Isser D'rabbanan. Mishnah Zayin, continuing talking about trapping on Shabbos, Yashav Ha'echad Ala Pesach V'lo Mil'ahu. If we have a situation that the animal was inside the house and one person stood by the door, or sat by the door, but he wasn't large enough to close it up, so the animal could still get out. So he didn't cover the entire door, but Yashav Asheni Milau, the second person came around, and together between the two of them, it's now considered closed. The second one is now sitting next to the first one, because the second one did the act of tzeda. It's because of the second one that the animal cannot escape. Hasheni Chayav, it's the second one that violated the Isser of tzeda, that is the Isser D'oraisa. Yashav Harishan Lapesach, different situation. If the first one sat down there by the door, Umilau, and he did close up the door, so that is the Isser D'oraisa. He closed it up. And number two came, and he sat next to him. So he's also closing up, but number one is the one who closed it up. Number two is just standing there, it's just sitting there. However, Afal Pisha Amad Harishan V'Halachlo, even if the first person leaves, so now it's only number two who's closing up that hole, they're closing up the door so the animal cannot escape. Harishon Chayev, still, nonetheless, it's the first one who did the real trapping. He's the one who did the Isser D'oraisa. Dasheni Potter, the second one is Potter. It's not an Isser D'oraisa, only an Isser D'rabbana, because when he got there, the animal was already trapped by the first one. Halama Zed Doma, what is this like that the second one came along and maybe added a little bit, but the Isser was already done prior to that happening? Linoel et Beisel Lashamra. somebody comes and he locks the door in order to protect it. V'nimtza tzvi shamro b'socha, and there was a deer already in the house, but the door was closed. So the door was closed, so the trapping was done, it was completed, and somebody comes and just locks the door. He's adding to it, but fundamentally the malacha was done already. The same thing applies here. The first person was sitting at the door, second one came along, even though he's adding, and even though the first one may go away, but it's really the first one who did the malacha of catching.